Well, are you a believer? If you are, then you know that you are the elect. You're chosen. Chosen before the foundation of the earth. Does that humble you? To think that before you were even born, before the foundation of the world, before creation, you were chosen by God? Is that not humbling? That God had me? I'm nothing. We're a speck. When you think of how many people are on the earth, how many throughout the ages, and God thought of you, David. God thought of each one that would be his own. Elect of God. That describes me. And that's very humbling. Holy. Are you holy? Are you set apart? Are you sanctified? If you're saved, you are. But how do you live? Does your walk coincide with your calling? Are you holy? Do people know that you are? Holy and beloved. Bowels of mercies. Kindness. This is what should describe me. Bowels of mercies. Do I feel for others when they're going through difficulties and trials? Kindness. Humbleness of mind. You know, some of you are in college, you just started college, and some of you are pretty smart. Some of you are going to be very successful, you know, even as the world may see you as successful. How is that going to affect you? You may have a lot of money at some point. But how about even spiritual gifts? You know, you may be able to come up and present a beautiful sermon. You might be like, everybody looks up to you and say, whoa, look at that holy person. How's that going to affect you? Is that going to just blow up your head? Or are you still going to be humble? Meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. So, to summarize so far, we had verse 5, putting to death. Verse 8, putting off these things. Verse 12, putting on. Verse 14, above. Verse 13, we had forbearing. But I think that's a continuation of what we put on in verse 12. But verse 14, above all these things, put on charity, or put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. You know, that's what people could see in us. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Love one for another, but love also for the lost souls. So love. Above all these things, put on love. I'd like to, verse 15. We have, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye also are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Thankful. So, peace. So, we have love in verse 14. We have peace in verse 15, and being thankful. But I'd like to just really quickly end with this in verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. And we had before us this morning, earlier today, you know, how are we to be guided by the Spirit? How are we to be led by the Spirit? Is it not by being indwelt by the Word of Christ? And it's interesting, it says the Word of Christ, not the Word of God. And that's, you know, that's another matter of discussion to differentiate between the two. But what's the word that the Lord has for you? It's personal here to me. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. But we're to find, as we delight ourselves in the Lord, is going to be found, this delight is going to be found in his word. And how do we avail ourselves to his word? Is it, you know, once a week, Sunday morning, I pick up the Bible, and the only reading I get is when I open it on Sunday morning to follow along the reading? Or is it my delight? Here it doesn't say read the word. You know, we are to read. But here, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Dwell in you richly. What is my occupation? Day after day. Moment after moment. When my mind wanders, where is it wandering? Well, I guarantee you that if the word of Christ is my delight, if the word of God is my meditation, well, that's where my mind's going to wander naturally. And it will be very evident. It will be evident to the saints in your local assembly. It will be evident to your parents. It will be evident to unbelievers that you come in contact with. They'll ask you. They'll say, what's different about you? And what's going to be the result? Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You know, it's not going to be just talking about everything and all kinds of nonsense that I find myself talking about so many times. But it's going to be teaching, admonishing one another. You know, looking out for my brother. Say, hey, what do you think we could do to improve this? Spiritually. What do you think I could do to improve this? How can I meet this challenge? But also, the song of my heart is going to be psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You know, I'm afraid this is not very descriptive of me, and not a lot of us. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So, just to summarize, verse 5 we had putting to death. Verse 8, putting off these things. Verse 12, putting on. And then verse 14, we had above all these things, put on love. Verse 15, let the peace of God or let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, peace and being thankful. And then finally, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So these would be all helpful if we follow these things, then the first two verses that seem so lofty and so heavenly, they won't be so difficult to achieve.